rising food prices getting presidential attention. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
You feed America. You get us through, you got us through a pandemic.
President Biden visiting a family farm in Illinois.
And you're literally the backbone of our country. It's not hyperbole. But you also feed the world. And we're seeing with Putin's war in Ukraine, you're like the backbone of freedom.
He's announcing new efforts to help farmers produce more while lowering costs, including expanding who's eligible for insurance to cover double cropping, planting a second crop on the same land in the same year. While Republicans blame the president's policies for soaring inflation, he continues to blame high prices, including for food and gas, mainly on Russia's president over the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials are making a new proposal to Russia. They're offering that badly injured defenders at a steel plant in Mariupol be swapped for Russian prisoners of war. Ukraine's deputy prime minister confirming this with an online post. She says negotiations are continuing. There's no agreement yet. Hundreds of civilians have been evacuated from the besieged plant, but hundreds of Ukrainian fighters remain. The U.S. Senate is taking up an abortion rights bill that does not have the 60 votes needed to advance.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he supports codifying Roe v. Wade abortion protections, but says this bill goes beyond that.
It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion.
All 50 Senate Republicans have also signaled they are no votes, including Maine Senator Susan Collins, also a supporter of the Roe v. Wade precedent, but says she'll continue working on an alternative bill that secures religious and moral objections for healthcare providers who choose not to offer abortion services.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Israel is apologizing for the death of an Al Jazeera reporter during an Israeli raid in the West Bank. Shireen Abu Akleh was Palestinian and a U.S. citizen, wearing a flak jacket marked press when she was shot. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lior Hayat.
There are indications that Ms. Abu Akleh was killed by Palestinian terrorists fire.
The Israeli defense minister is pledging a full and transparent investigation. He says it's not known yet exactly what happened. He's asking Palestinian officials to hand over the bullet that killed the journalist. The controversy over a high school yearbook in Florida is settled with an alternative solution.
Some students in Florida are celebrating what they consider a win in the fight over their yearbook, which they'll now receive with unobscured images. Officials took issue with some photos and captions of students protesting the state's so-called Don't Say Gay bill and wanted to cover them up with stickers before turning the tomes over to the kids. But Tuesday night, the Seminole County Public Schools Board voted unanimously to put smaller disclaimer stickers in instead, saying the event wasn't authorized by the school. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A big cleanup planned for one western U.S. city.
Problems in Portland, Oregon include gun violence, homelessness, and garbage. This man works at a food store.
Pretty noticeable. It's pretty gross to look at.
A recent survey shows most people feel garbage is a big issue and dangerous, but Mayor Ted Wheeler has a plan to clean up Portland.
This is just common sense.
Creating a new department.
It puts one centralized command structure over 20 different city programs.
The goal, to pick up all that trash, clean up graffiti, and combat illegal dumping, abandoned cars, and more.
Fox's CJ Papa. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down nearly 200 points, erasing an early rally. The NASDAQ down more than 300. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.